A lot of people who own commercial real estate did not build their buildings. They bought them from another investor, from an estate, at auction, through a portfolio acquisition. And for a long time, those buyers were at a disadvantage when it came to depreciation. Today, we are talking about the ruling that changed that. It is Revenue Ruling 73-410, issued by the IRS in 1973. Here is the problem it solved. Before this ruling, there was a general rule that buyers of used buildings had to depreciate the whole building as one unit, one useful life, one schedule. You could not break the purchase price apart and assign faster lives to the flooring, the wiring, the plumbing. That was available to the original builder. It was not available to someone who bought the building secondhand. Revenue Ruling 73-410 said, that limit can be overcome. Here is how. If you hire a qualified appraiser to analyze the building you just purchased, and that appraiser properly allocates your total purchase price among the building's individual components and assigns a useful life to each component based on the actual condition of that component at the time you acquired the property, then you can depreciate each component on its own schedule. Two things matter here. First, a qualified appraiser doing a real allocation, not a guess, not a back-of-the-envelope estimate, a professional analysis that ties specific dollar amounts to specific components. Second, the useful lives have to reflect the actual condition of each component when you took possession. A roof that is already 15 years old does not get treated as a brand new roof with a full life ahead of it. The life is based on what you actually bought. Those two requirements are still at the heart of how cost segregation works on acquired property today. Why does a ruling from 1973 still matter? Because it was the foundation. Revenue Ruling 73-410 was the first clear statement from the IRS that buyers of used buildings could do component depreciation if they met the conditions. It opened a door that had been effectively closed by the earlier rule. When MacRS replaced the old useful life system in the 1980s, the class lives changed, but the principle that a proper professional allocation allows component classification carried forward. The HCA case in 1997 extended and confirmed the approach under MacRS. But the line traces back here. If you own a building you purchased years ago and you have not done a cost segregation study yet, this ruling is part of what makes a catch-up study possible. A qualified engineer reviews the property. The purchase price gets allocated to its components. The components that qualify for 5, 7, or 15-year lives get reclassified. You file a change of accounting method to capture the deductions you missed in prior years. That is the kind of study that can produce a large deduction in the current year, sometimes equal to several years of missed depreciation, all in one tax return. Revenue Ruling 73-410 is part of the authority that makes it work. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's acquisition cost was allocated in your study, review the methodology section of your report.